our Home Secretary.
Secretary.
Assalamu alaikum, guys, and welcome to another episode of Smart Agenda.
Smart Agenda!
2018 came to an end. Quite a few people uploaded videos, looking back, reflecting, and commenting on their successes and failures of 2018. Now, our friend Tommy Robinson was amongst those people. He unfortunately talked about a lot of successes. But any success of Tommy Robinson is a failure for everybody else, because that means it's a victory for the right wing people. And despite what the media says, a right wing is a growing threat. But there's a few vital things our mate Tommy Robinson hasn't done.
During that, I was absolutely touched.
Now, here is a prime example. It looks like he's been going to speaking classes and learning hand movements. All I can say to you, Tommy, is get a refund, mate. It's clearly not working out.
Our Home Secretary.
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 Getting Tommy to memorize words is not a good idea, because then you're relying on Tommy's ability to read. And we all know that's one of Tommy's weaknesses. He can't read.
They were due to fly in to interview me.
A great success.
Interview me.
There's no N in interview, mate. Yeah? You actually have to make an effort to learn the words. You can't just be making up your own words and expect people to be okay with it. Giving credit where credit is due, I can see Tommy is making an effort, especially by using his neck. A lot of neck muscles have gone into that sentence, but I'm afraid it's just not enough, mate. Try putting less neck and more brain into that next time, yeah? Just looking out for you, mate.
On this training day. I just stopped off with the camera team to get...
Here, we realise the conspiracy theorists who believe Tommy is a robot. This is adequate proof for them. It seems like the robot is malfunctioning. His left eye just randomly starts blinking.
The politicians, which is who they are.
Tommy. At least learn to pronounce the name of the people who you're going against. Anyway, Tommy continues his rhetoric, talks about the same old things he's been banging on about, but enough people on social media have proven, despite him talking about grooming gangs, he doesn't talk about white grooming gangs. He only restricts himself to Muslims and Asians. Had Tommy been a bit more diverse, I'm sure people would respect where he's coming from. Because that's not to deny what a lot of Tommy says is true, but he's just being restrictive and prejudiced against minorities. He doesn't say anything against the majority. Which is why Tommy Robinson gets discredited. And because he's just not a nice human being. That's my advice to you, Tommy. Find another teacher, learn some English, improve your hand movements, and stop directing your hatred towards minorities, mate. Be a bit more diverse. Hopefully you'll take my advice on board in 2019, and I wish you a happy new year, Mr. Tommy. Anyways, guys, that's enough for today. Don't forget to continue showing your love and support for our Declassified podcast, which is on SoundCloud, iTunes, and now Spotify. Of course, all of my videos are now Creative Commons, which means there's no copyright, mate. You can download them, chop them up, re-upload them on your channels, put your own logo. I don't mind, as long as you're using it for good purposes and for da'wah, helping people come back on the right path. Don't forget to continue buying your t-shirts. And until next time, Assalamu alaikum.